go with the Sicha Zion. Okay, the seventh Sicha. Thank you. Let's go with Sicha Zion. Sorry about yesterday. Where was I? I wasn't here. Alright. Nifwani Baalam. So we drove to Times Square yesterday. It's far away from everywhere else in the world. Okay, Sicha Zayin. Tov ma'od mi she'achol l'shpoch sicho l'fnei Hashem yisparach b'rachamim v'tachanunim k'ben ha'mitchate l'fnei aviv. It's very good for a person who's able to have compassion on themselves and pour out their heart before Hashem, to fess up, put it out there on the table. Sometimes when can you hear? What just happened last night was that can you hear now? You hear what I'm saying? No?
Last night,
I was in the city or New York at this program, at this event, and somebody there who had a sign on me. He felt like he was slighted. I sensed that there was something there that he was uncomfortable with, a little uncomfortable. The truth is, I think that I was in the right. I knew we could have just, nodded, said hello, and moved on. It would have been fine. There's no outward aggression. We could have just said hello, nodded to each other, smiled, whatever. But that's not called having a relationship. It's called being civil. That's called maybe not making a stink over things. That's called being men, That's not really called being mechubar, being connected. Sometimes when people are connected and people have, when in the context of a relationship, whether it's friends or parents and children, or two people who are, in a courtship, getting to know each other, dating or married, or with coworkers, or you work somewhere and you have a very strong feeling about that place, and there's something that's bothering you, or there's something there that is a blemish, so to speak, or a stain, or something that's interfering with, the flow. Tov ma'od mishichol l'shpoch sichol l'fnei Hashem yitbarach. So the paradigm here, that first you should go to Hashem, the same way that one in a relationship who wants that relationship to deepen and grow and continue and to get to know and to be mitchaber requires that there be open communication, even open dialogue and communication through hurt or through pain or through alienation or through sadness or through disappointment or heartbreak, even anger. So if it's a relationship, then that has to be expressed. They have to put that on the table. You can't just roll over and go to sleep. You can't just like say, back with it. I'm not. Because that ends. That ends the relationship. Even in the context of chait. Chait literally means when we've missed it, when the target has been missed. When something's off. There's a target trying to connect and hit the bullseye. That's called being connected. That's called mitzvah. Chait means that we've missed the mark. Something's off. It happens sometimes with friends, with roommates, with people who love each other, or people who work somewhere. Something's just off about the way things are going. Something's derailed. That's chait. So in the context of chait, Tov ma'od mi she'achol l'shpoch sichol l'fnei Hashem yisparach b'rachamim v'tachanunim. very good that a person can be able to turn to Hashem and say, listen, I know things are not going the way they're supposed to be. I know that I'm not waking up on time in the morning, davening. I know that I haven't really been learning. I know that I have a lot, there's a lot to be desired in terms of my midos. I know that X, Y, Z. Or you could say, I feel like I haven't really been very fair with me recently. You could say that to Hashem. You know, we don't use the F word very, we try not to too much. Fair, fair. I feel like things are just like, I'm doing my best, I'm trying my hardest, but like things are not clicking, you're not coming through for me, Ribono Shel Olam. You can express disappointment or hurt or sadness. Kelo Hashem Yisbarach Kfar Karanu Banim. Ready? Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to us as His children. Banim Atem Hashem Elokeinu. Child is, it should feel safe, confident, and comfortable. There's nothing a parent wants more. At least there's nothing I want more. My children to be well, to be able to feel comfortable and safe to talk to me about things, to share. If they're going through something, it's like I'm trying. Our goal is to create the environment for them to feel safe and able and empowered, and supported to share what they're going through. Because I want to be able to help, or at least empathize, or at least sit there and hold their hand and feel broken with them, or to try to help in some way, or at least to share it, to be a part of things. That's what you want in a relationship. Hashem is laying it out for us, saying, Vanim Atem. I want you to share with me that you're disappointed. I want you to share with me that you're going through something. That you're excited. That you're nervous. That you've achieved something. Or that you failed at something. Or that you said, I mean, talk to me. Don't just wait till the end of the semester to come home and show me your report card, Erev Kippur, and check in. Or, you know, you win the MVP and you're Camper of the Week and then check in with me. Let me know what's going on when you're not the Camper of the Week. Let me know what's going on when you're disappointed. Therefore, it's very good to just have that conversation, to open up a dialogue. Literally a dialogue. It's not a confession. It's not a vidui al-chayt. Vidui al-chayt is something else. And it's not necessarily hoda'ah or halel, the tishbachot, the praising, Hashem you're great, Allahu Akbar, you're the greatest in the world, you do everything for me like that. That's a separate thing. We have, as part of our formal davening, we have Gadol, Gibor, Norav, Elyon, you're the greatest. But we have that. That's formal. And then we have Hodah. Thanks at the end. At the end, which is also part of the formal part of Tefillah. And then there's Bakasho, which are a whole other thing also. We have a whole shopping list of things that we need. Health, a good partner, in Harim Shal Kesef. Shelton needs to buy a new van. Talking to everybody about it. I'm trying to see, you know, I'm buying lottery tickets, trying to save. But I'm asking Hashem, set it up, take care of us. We need a van. The engine broke, it's 12,000 shekel to fix. So I'm talking to Hashem about it. I'm hocking him every single day about it. And so they say about the Chernobyl that he would, his avodas of tefillah was very, very intense. And there's always that guy in the story that asks the Rebbe, like, what's going on, or listens in, or, you know, hides in the Aron to see what the deal is. So one time they saw that the Chernobyl was, like, really davening. He was, like, pouring out his heart, you know, by himself next to the Aron, fetching over it, really laying it down. One of the guys wanted to hear what secrets of the universe the Rebbe was talking to Hashem, what aspect of the Maisim Merkava, what aspect of this, of the celestial world, the Rebbe was engaged in. And he went a little close and he heard the Rebbe was talking about, please, Ribono Shel Olam, I need a new housekeeper. I need good housekeeping. Someone who's going to come with the help with the dishes, the kids, whatever. And he's a little taken aback, saying, like, that's what you're all worked up about? Like, he said, Rebbe, really? That's what you're all worked up about? He said, listen, things are, my wife is very overextended, the house is falling apart, the house, the maid quit. We need somebody. I need good help. We need good help at home. And I don't know, what am I supposed to do? I look in the wanted ads, and if I can't ask Hashem for it, so what, who am I asking? I can't talk to Hashem about my issue, if I can't describe my frustration and lay it down that Michelle needs a new van, so who am I asking? Asking a bakasha is part of it. I mean, that's an integral part of the relationship with Hashem. We're not asking Hashem for health and for success in our parnasa and for, you know, harim shel kesef, who are we asking? But this is not about a vidui al chayt, a laundry list of things I've done wrong. And this is not about a list, a shopping list of things that I want. And this is not just about praising God and saying thank you for everything. It's just about sicha, a conversation. Creating or expressing and manifesting the context that already exists. Of banim atam l'shem elokeichem. There is nothing that in a healthy parent-child relationship a parent wants more than for their child to engage them and to be open and to feel safe and to know that, to know how important they are. Know how much we want to help and how much we want to just share the pain or disappointment or happiness or excitement or nervousness or uncertainty and to help guide and share and speak and sometimes to fix and sometimes just to share and to be. The reason why the Pasuk Kol says that, Kadosh Baruch himself says, Banim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem, is to kind of encourage us in that direction. But nothing is saying that the most basic and fundamental way for us to express that, to be aware of that relationship, is just to talk to Hashem as opposed to about Hashem. And with that,